Hi, please allow me to dictate this note dated for today, which is the 20th. Patient's name is last name Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N. First name Emmanuel, E-M-A-N-U-E-L. Mr. Benjamin is a 67-year-old gentleman with history of coronary artery disease, recently had a cardiac catheterization. I was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy. Ejection fraction was reported to be at 23%. Patient lives with two of his brothers. He's single, continues to smoke and drink, unfortunately. Patient was told that there's not much else it can be offered, and subsequently has been placed on hospice after no longer home health could meet his needs. Period. New paragraph. Patient is homebound. His medical condition is described as CHF, COPD, neuropathy, stasis ulcer, peripheral vascular disease, left and right leg ulceration, stage 2, shortness of breath, weakness, tiredness, hepatitis C, increased pain, blood sugar, diabetes with last blood sugar of 176, and hypertension. Patient has lost from 185 pounds to 130 pounds. In the past 4 to 6 weeks, he's not able to eat because he has no appetite. Allergy, Neurontin. Social, does smoke, does drink. As I mentioned, he has three children, two boys, one girl. He lives with two brothers, a family history. Mom died of uterine cancer. Dad died of hypertension, diabetes, peripheral vascular disease, stroke, and coronary artery disease. Surgery, has had stents in the place in the heart previously, has had cardiac catheterization before, and no other recent surgery reported. Patient last was seen at LBJ. The findings during the hospitalization has been attached to this note as well. Period. His medications include omega-3, aldactone 50 milligram a day, Lasix 80 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, metoprolol ER 50 milligram a day, Entresto, E-N-T-E-R-E-S-T-O, 24/26 BID, Seroquel 25 milligram at nighttime, antacids, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, hydroxyzine 50 milligram for anxiety, Linzess 145 milligram a day, and metformin 500 milligram a day. Patient is in desperate need of pain medication, which hospice can provide at home. He's no longer able to go to his doctor's appointment. He's also short of breath. He most likely will need oxygen very soon. He's short of breath at rest and with any type of activity. He also needs provider services, which hospice will refer patients via social work. Period. Patient's exam, blood pressure is 90 over 60, pulse is 110, respiration is 18. Heart pulses 1, pulses 2, there's an S3, very loud S3 gallop present. Lungs, bronchi, roused bilaterally. Abdomen, there's hepatomegaly present, cannot rule out presence of ascites. Skin is dry to touch. Lower extremity shows very little pulse. Patient has 10 to 12 ulceration total on both legs. He believes that this may have gotten worse with Neurontin, hence the allergy to Neurontin, but patient has had intervention radiologist has attempted to do stent placement in his lower extremity that was unsuccessful. He's not a candidate for bypass graft. He currently has a dressing in place. Findings were discussed with Nurse Shakira. Assessment here, we have a 67-year-old gentleman dying of end-stage heart disease, period. End-stage congestive heart failure, period. His ejection fraction had dropped from 37% to 23%. See addendum hospital records. Patient has positive JVD. Patient has RALS. Patient has peripheral vascular disease severe with stasis ulcers of the lower extremity, period. Patient has hepatomegaly with evidence of ascites related to his congestive heart failure, period. His comorbidities include hyperlipidemia, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, suicidal ideation in the past, hypertension, which is well controlled, volume overload, history of and diabetes with diabetic neuropathy, period. Given patient's current condition, his recent hospitalization, and the findings during the recent hospitalization, and the cardiologist's opinion that there's not much else that can be offered, this man is very hospice appropriate, most likely has only has a few weeks to live, period. Hospice will provide patient with pain medications at home, aids, nurses, regarding to educate regarding his condition and dressing changes, and also will help with providing provider services through social work, period. That's it. Thank you so much.